Today on Press TV, U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel expresses concern over a potential ethical breakdown in the military. Hagel says he's been troubled by revelations of recent cheating scandals in the military. He's called on top commanders to come up with urgent plans to tackle the rising problem. The U.S. Secretary of State has admitted that the Syrian government is making gains on the ground in its fight against insurgents. John Kerry says Syrian President Bashar Assad has improved his position. He also says the U.S. policy in Syria is very challenging. Human Rights Watch has condemned al-Qaeda-linked insurgents in Iraq for committing crimes against humanity. The reaction comes after an amateur video showed militants killing four soldiers execution style. The rights group has also blasted the insurgents for carrying out deadly car bombings targeting civilians. Dozens of Palestinians have been injured in clashes with Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank. The clashes erupted after soldiers prevented residents of a refugee camp in Hebron, also known as Al-Khalil, from accessing a hospital from treatment. Witnesses say the Israeli army opened fire indiscriminately at the Palestinians. Millions of passengers in London face travel chaos as talks to end a strike by train workers collapse. The walkout is meant to protest planned job cuts and ticket office closures. The job action has drawn strong reactions from the government, with Prime Minister David Cameron calling it shameful. And Iran's president says the illegal sanctions imposed on the country are crumbling. Hassan Rouhani says a large number of foreign companies and investors are keen to invest in Iran's economy. He also says the Geneva deal on Iran's nuclear energy program has preserved the country's rights. There's the latest here on Press TV.